This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, the weekend is here. Smile, I cannot wait. We have all kinds of things this hour. We're going to talk about everything from digital ID to some guys ending his fast to using water cannons on dirty communists to Obama and all kinds of things. All that and more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to address this one. Dr. J, what are your thoughts on digital ID and all the mandatory registration craziness that's going on in the UK and other countries? Do you think similar mandates are coming to the US? Okay, so now let's do the bad news first again. All right. The bad news first is this. Digital ID is the end of freedom. The end of it. No ifs, ands, or buts. The evil people who are trying to implement this will use this to completely control and destroy your life. Bill Gates has, I don't know how much audio out there. Chris, find one if you can. Bill Gates audio talking about how we can track people. There's World Economic Forum audio. It's out there. All right, we'll get it for you in a minute. Now, that's the bad. And wait, there's more. It's not just that it's being implemented in the UK, and it will be used, no question, to crush dissent in the UK. It'll be used to make it so patriotic people can't buy groceries if the government hates you. That's the kind of thing they'll do with it. They will track you. It's all bad. Every part of it is bad. There's no part of it that's good. So that's bad news. Here's some more bad news. Most of the wealthy, powerful people who have huge influence in Western civilization want this. Not just political leaders, billionaire types, they want this. They look at things from a control standpoint. Let me address the billionaire portion of this because this is a big part of it. Billionaires, what makes a billionaire? Well, there are different things, but one of the things that, I won't say it's common for all of them, but it's very, very common. They are control fanatics. Fanatics. They believe in controlling and managing everything. And as they've accumulated wealth, they want to control whole populations. Frankly, they want to control the earth and think they can. And think they can do it well. Even if they're not, Stalin, they believe they can do it well. And they want this. Here's the queen of the Netherlands. Here she is.
Partners to actually help that being, to grow this. And the interesting part of it is that, yes, it is very necessary for financial services, but not only.
Sure.
It's also good for school enrollment. It's also good for health, who actually got a vaccination or not. It's very good to actually to get your subsidies, from the government.
It's bad, evil, sick, and wrong. And that's the bad news. And one final bit of bad news. They're implementing it in countries that people dream of visiting. People traditionally have visited. College kids go backpack in Europe for a month. That's a thing people do. People, I told you about my wannabe anniversary trip where we were wanting to maybe go to Greece for our 20th anniversary, big celebration. We're not going anymore. People want to see these places, these famous places around the globe, and they are destroying them and turning them into communist utopias, and this is all bad. Okay, that's all the bad. Now, let me give you the good. I have told you this before many, many times, so let me tell you again. Not America as a whole, but red America, the red areas, not just the red states, the red parts of blue states. Red America is not only the last bastion of freedom on planet Earth, it is an insanely powerful bastion of freedom on planet Earth. You, and all the other Americans who think like you, you are not a tiny minority that is being run over and smashed. Yes, we have enemies on all sides, powerful enemies, wealthy, powerful enemies in other countries, foreign and domestic. There's no question about it. But there are millions of us, millions of us. Let me inspire you with something. I find this to be inspiring. The communists have been trying to infiltrate and destroy and take over the United States of America since the early 1900s. You realize that? Before World War I, communists were infiltrating this country. And they have only ramped up those efforts over time. The United States of America has been attacked by globalist communists for over 100 years, over a century. And yet, while they've had many, many successes, we have not fallen. We have not fallen because our system and our DNA is uniquely resistant to these things. Will the United States of America ever have digital ID? Maybe. Never say never. As the old saying goes, maybe if that day ever comes, it will be years, decades, and decades away, because red America would reject it outright. They would flat out reject it outright. Even the low, Chris said violently, and he's probably not wrong. And honestly, he's probably not morally wrong either. That is one of those things where you can't do it. It cannot be an option for your life or my life. Digital ID. You cannot hand over, you can't hand to the government control of you being able to purchase food, go to school, travel to and fro. You cannot do it, because you'll not be free anymore. You're a slave. You're a slave the second they decide to flip a switch and make you a slave. You can't do it. But it wouldn't even get to that point, because it would be rejected viciously in this country. Let's say Gavin Newsom wins the presidency in 2028 and Democrats do a clean sweep. They have 60 votes in the Senate. You know, they have enough votes in the Senate to pass any law they want. They have a big majority in the House of Representatives. So they have the federal government. Would they want to do it? You bet. Would they try to do it? Maybe. In fact, these dirty communists probably would. You would have red states potentially seceding from the Union. You would. You would. The people inside of those red states would demand it. Our system has withstood communist aggression for over a century. They have made a lot of gains. I'm not pretending otherwise. It's not like everything they've done has just bounced off us and we've been fine. Not saying that. Our system has withstood it much better than others have. And that's because of you. I'm not trying to patronize you, believe me. It's because of the right and the right's unique understanding of freedom and liberty. I told you this before a long time ago. I had a conversation one time, this is years ago, with a guy from England. And he was not just from England. He was considered over there a hardcore, hardcore conservative. He was considered somebody way to the right. Whoa, look at this guy. Bloodthirsty. This hardcore guy in England would preach to me till he was blue in the face about why government-run healthcare was good and necessary. He was a conservative where they come from. You probably do not fully appreciate how far to the right and how correct you are on things like government, government's role in its society, the importance of having markets that are free of government that should be limited and out of your life. You understand that better than even hardcore, quote, conservatives in European countries. And that, in large part, is why so many of these European countries are falling and falling so quickly. They didn't have enough of us. They didn't have enough of you. They didn't have enough of me. They've had plenty of Chris. They didn't have enough of us, in all seriousness. We didn't exist in large enough numbers there. The best they can gin up in these European countries where they're doing this are movements to deport people. And deporting people is great, necessary, and fine. You need it to save Western civilization. But if you even go to the most hardcore righty party in France, the party that wants to, hey, that deport all the foreigners, sounds good. And then you went down the list of other issues, they're dirty commies on 90% of that stuff. Europe will fall to it, I believe. We will not. Take heart in that. Unless you're European, then it sucks. Take heart in Rough Greens. Speaking of hearts, our dogs, their hearts need that nutrition too. You know that. How would your heart be doing if you had McDonald's every meal? How would your body feel? How would your skin look? How would your hair look? How would your digestive system function with just empty calories? Delicious, but empty calories. That's what we give our dogs with dog food every meal. Our dogs just die on us at 10 and we look around and wonder why. We never give them nutrition. Your dog needs a supplement. Rough Greens gets sprinkled on your dog's food. It's the number one dog supplement in America because A, your dog will love it, but B, much more important than how it tastes, it's actual nutrition, vitamins and minerals and probiotics and antioxidants, everything your dog needs. Go get your dog healthy. Keep him around another year or two. Go to roughgreens.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Or you can call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Of course, it asks Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email us jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Bronco, I'm completing a 5-day regimented fast on Friday. 5 days? Hey, Chris, can you fast? You can't fast from all food for 5 days, right? Unless you're like a Buddhist monk or something. What? As long as you're drinking water, you can't. I know you're not going to die. Like, I know you can survive, especially if you have enough fat to eat off of, like Chungus. But I don't. Anyway, I'm completing a 5-day regimented fast Friday and dreaming of my first real meal. Your banter, he said, it means playful and friendly exchange. I know what banter means about cheesesteaks with your imaginary friend Chris on Monday has me craving a cheesesteak. But is there another meal you'd recommend? Perhaps a good burrito or chicken fingers with an obscene amount of sauces. Given you're the world's foremost food connoisseur, I thought I'd go to the source and ask Dr. Jesse Friday for any suggestions. All right, so first, it can't be chicken fingers. I am a chicken finger man. As you know, I have always loved chicken fingers. I will always love chicken fingers. But they're not top tier. Chicken fingers are a get-you-by meal. You're at a high school baseball game. The concession stand is open, and they have nothing but cheeseburgers that they'll heat up in the microwave from the gas station or chicken fingers. You get a chicken finger. Hold on. What, Chris? Chris said, what about a chicken finger burrito? Well, we're taking this to a different place. Let's calm down. Let's slow down, Chris. This is serious. Right? This is serious. Chicken fingers are fine. They're delicious. I love them. They're a get-you-by meal. You get by with chicken fingers. It's not top tier after a 5-day fast. Plus, you're a Buddhist. Cheesesteak is fine. It's more than fine. It's heavenly. I would suggest a cheesesteak. But if I may, perhaps you should consider Kraft mac and cheese with chopped up hot dogs or chopped up bacon inside of it. I've done this before. Sorry, Chris. You make some bacon. You got to make sure it's crispy. Crumble it up when it's done. Drop it in your Kraft Mac. Remember, half the milk, double the butter. Drop it in your Kraft Mac when the Kraft Mac is done. I know that sounds gluttonous and white trash, but I am gluttonous and white trash. If you've been starving, that is top end. Yes, you can use bacon bits, Chris. I prefer to make things fresh from scratch. Sorry you don't, so I make my own bacon. Anyway, Kraft Mac with bacon bits, or if you can't go that route, maybe you want to spice it up a little bit. Consider this. Mexican restaurant, two cheese enchiladas with one chicken enchilada. You make sure the chicken enchilada's in the middle. The cheese ones have it sandwiched, like Pete Buttigieg in college. The cheese enchiladas have sandwiched the chicken enchilada, and that is top-tier food. That gives you the appropriate cheese-to-chicken ratio. You're in a Mexican restaurant. It's going to give you chips and queso options. The one word of caution, I would stay within a 10-minute drive of your house. After a five-day fast, if you go ham on a Mexican restaurant with the enchiladas and the quesos and God knows what else you're going to put inside of your body there, your body may react. You may find yourself on the way home saying things like,
in the name of a just, merciful God.
Trying to get there, and there's going to be pain. I'm just warning you now, there might be. The cops have traditionally had the best weapon you can use against an unruly crowd. They now don't seem to use it. It's called a water cannon, the guy says. Okay, why don't we use these things anymore? Remember we talked earlier in the show about color revolutions? And we've spoken many times before about how Democrats, communists, they view street protests as a critical part of their power. So if they have a lot of political power, they'll still do protests. That's part of their thing. If they don't, maybe they don't have the House, they don't have the Senate, you don't have the presidency. They view it as the only political power they have. No kings on the stupid stuff they do. So we're going to fight in the streets. We're going to be street ready. They love to talk like this. They love their street animal protests. But remember, they've also been advancing political power for a very long time, occupying state, local seats, occupying these things. When they get there, remember what elite communists do who occupy the halls of power. They are there to offer, in part, protection to the street animals when the street animals do street animal things. How does this translate for water cannons? Well, you're right. Water cannons are extremely effective against protests, but they evoke images of the civil rights era. Nobody wants to look at videos of black people being hosed down during civil rights protests. They've used that kind of feeling, that white guilt feeling, and they've used the power they have to dissuade American law enforcement from being allowed to use water cannons, which they 100% should be using. You should be using gold for your retirement, for your emergency reserves. I'll put it that way. Let me talk about these emergency reserves. I don't know where we're going to go, when the bubble's going to pop, and neither do you. Everybody has a doomsday prediction. It's going to be tomorrow. It'll be 2 years from now. Everyone writes a book. Everyone has a prediction. I don't know. Nobody knows for sure. But we all know one's coming. How bad would the next one be? I don't know that either. They tend to get worse as you go on. Do you have any physical gold or silver in your hands? Any of it? I'm talking about in a safe somewhere in the house, maybe a safe deposit box at the bank. Do you have any in your retirement? It's the things you can touch and feel are all you can rely on. Get some gold or silver in your hands. Go to Gold Co. and get some. Call them. They'll talk you through it all. 855-817-GOLD. If you're an online person, go to jessielikesgold.com. Go and get some. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. Let's get back and churn and burn through the questions, as many as we possibly can. Jesse, your segment last night about the lack of social development in kids due to technology touched on something I think about a lot. I view it as an epidemic of people simply not being present with each other. Kids heads down at parties, not interacting. Adult couples out to dinner, lost in their phones, so on and so forth. In general, it feels like people are way less engaged with each other than at any time in human history. But we are. And all mankind has always had to learn how to adapt to new technology. And many, many, many times before, not always, but many times before, there is an adjustment period to this. When it comes to the technology of smartphones, think for a moment about how new this technology is. I'm 44. There wasn't even text messaging when I was a child. That was something that came around. I want to say I was probably 18, 19, maybe. There wasn't text messaging when I was a child. I'm not 84. I'm 44. This is new. Being able to have a phone, an iPad in your hand with access to every video that's ever been made, every article that's ever been written, any book that's ever been written, the endless wonderful things, horrible things, mind-numbing things, and that is something that mankind has just been introduced to like yesterday. Chris, what are we talking, 20 years with a smartphone? Probably, roughly that. We'll call it 20 for the sake of argument. Roughly 20 years. That sounds like a long time. That's nothing in the course of human history. All of humanity, we're all, myself included, learning how to deal with it. I'll tell you what, I'm not perfect at it either. Don't think that it's just you. Last night at the Megyn Kelly thing, I did the Megyn Kelly live thing last night. Told you I brought Aub and the boys with me. We had an hour in the green room backstage before it was time for the show to start and me to come out, things like that. And they had a TV in there and some snacks in there, and we had a good time. We were laughing, things like that. But at one point, it got quiet. And I noticed it after a while. Why did it get quiet? I'm sitting there in my chair on my phone. Looked across, youngest son on his phone. Aub on her phone. Oldest son on his phone. All four of us on the phone. Now, we're people who try to be focused on that. Put the phones down, engage, let's talk. We're focused on that. Try to be. There we are on our phones. Sitting there at this big, important event. Important, but this big, cool event. Cool experience. Fun. Sitting there on our phones. Zoned out. Email and Facebook, whatever you happen to be doing. Yeah, you snap too in those moments like we did. Hey, put our phones down. Everyone throw your phone on the table. Put your phones down. But no other generation in history has had to worry about that. At any other point in human history, whatever number you think you want to put on human history, let's call it 5,000 years, 10,000 years of human history, whatever number you want to settle on for that, let's call it 5,000. 5,000 years of human history, and you are the only generation that has ever had to deal with holding something in the palm of your hands that has endless possibilities, and you can get sucked into it and never get out of it. No other generation in 5,000 years has had to deal with that. Let's give ourselves some grace in still struggling with it. It's not just young people either. Old people struggle with it. Middle age struggle with it. Kids struggle with it. You go into a nursing home of some kind, assisted care facility. Go ahead and go on in to one of the rec rooms or something like that. You know what you'll see? 80-year-olds, faces buried in their phones. This is something mankind is still dealing with. All right. Jesse, one of my favorite things you've opened my eyes to is the ratchet effect. I think about it a lot. Especially because every time I hear anyone around me complain about Trump, I tell them he's a Democrat. He's always been a Democrat. And I can't think of a finer succinct, he says, ask Chris. I know what succinct means. Example of your masterful description of what's happening. Well, I'm not the one who invented the concept of the ratchet effect. And just to explain what that is before we get to the Trump portion of that. You know, a ratchet, it's a tool, in case you've never worked with your hands at all. It's a tool that you can set it one direction or the other, but it'll only screw things one way. Only screw them in or only screw them out. It doesn't turn the other way because you've locked it. It only turns one way. And there has been for a very long time on the right a laissez-faire feeling when it comes to communists. You can't ever get aggressive with them. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, you don't ever use power. That's something they would do. And the result of that has been only a ratchet effect, meaning our entire country, our government, our culture, it only moves left. Only left, only left, only left. Because if one of the two sides believes in using every ounce of power they ever get their hands on, and the other side believes that any use of power is completely wrong, then society is only going to go in one direction. That has created a ratchet effect where government's only gotten bigger, more pervasive. The debt's only gotten bigger, more pervasive. The culture has only rotted more and more and more and more and more. And you look around one day and soon there are transsexuals pretending to be men in your society. This is weird. It's weird. But the right is changing that, slowly changing that, and slowly pushing back on that. There is a wonderful revival happening in this country. A wonderful political revival, a wonderful spiritual revival. Do not, at this point in time, do not get too down. We have so much work to do. Now, as for Trump, what? Trump, I don't even know that I would call him a Democrat or really a Republican. He was always just a business guy who loved the country. He doesn't have traditional conservative views, although he's been in many ways wonderful for our side. But sometimes his lack of conservative views has burned him and us too. I mean, why would you sign on for 15 days to slow the spread? Remember, that was Trump's thing. Why would you sign on for that? Because you didn't have a real basic understanding of why government needs to be small, of why government shouldn't be intrusive. Trump, being how he is, business guy, calling the experts. Hey, well, this doctor says this and that doctor says that. They know what they're talking about. Let's use some common sense. Shut the country down for 15 days. So it has burned him in the past not having that thing. But I've told you before, he's the beginning, not the end. Not the end. Trump has been huge in helping us start an America First movement where Americans are prioritized over foreigners, where we are not ripping up the country and handing it to foreign and domestic billionaires. We're not doing that anymore. We are not going to allow our highways to be full of illegals on drugs murdering us. We're not going to put a bunch of Haitians in your small Ohio town anymore. We are stopping all this. We're getting these people out, and that's a good thing, but it's only beginning. Only beginning. We cannot sit, we can't set unrealistic goals because all that does is create disappointment when we don't ever get there. Can't. You can't think we're going to deport 50 million people in 4 years. You can't. Look, we're probably not going to sniff the 20 Joe Biden got in. I think 10 to 15 million is probably realistic, hopefully. We need another 4 and then another 4. It's going to take time, all right? Now, let's remember putting our money where our morals are. That's another way that we have improved. We used to have this stupid, pathetic attitude that boycotts aren't what we do. That's what the left does. And we thought we were so morally superior when we said those things. And then we sat back and watched while corporate America only placated them, never cared about us at all. I wonder why. Well, they voted with their money. You didn't. I didn't. We're better about that now. Switch. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company. The patriotic cell phone company that is run by a Vietnam veteran. When they give back to veterans. This is the company that handed out American flags to veterans at Independence Day, and you'll pay less. Pick up that phone of yours. You can keep it. Don't worry. You just got to get it switched over to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday. We shall return on Monday, so do not worry. It's going to be Medal of Honor Monday time, and that is always a good time, is it not? What else do we have in store for Monday? I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. What, Chris? Something is going to occur to me over the weekend. It'll be witty and brilliant. I think we all need to acknowledge that. It'll be witty and brilliant. Whatever. Although I guess witty and brilliant are kind of the same thing. Anyway, Jesse, I'm curious what would happen if we completely got rid of Obamacare and what needs to happen for that to be possible. We're never going to completely get rid of Obamacare. We had a chance to completely get rid of Obamacare. Republicans are a bunch of lying, useless cowards. And while Obama was president, after he passed Obamacare, every single one of those useless low-T dirtballs told us they were going to repeal Obamacare as soon as we took back the House and took back the Senate and all those other things. And of course, they voted to repeal Obamacare several times. Then Donald Trump wins the White House and Republicans have the House and they have the Senate and Donald Trump has the White House and they promptly fail to repeal Obamacare. Now, fast forward all these years, what has happened is we have so many Americans hooked on these exchanges, hooked on these healthcare exchanges. It's a big deal. Now Americans are reliant on Obamacare. So now what you're asking is politicians, who are generally gutless losers anyway, politicians, you're asking them to run on taking things away from people. And maybe you're different than me. Maybe you have different eyes and ears. I can remember very few examples of any politician ever running on the platform of elect me and I'll take away that thing you use. I'll take away that thing you love. That's not how they get elected. They get elected by giving people things. I didn't mean to be cynical and burst your bubble at the end of a Friday show, but Obamacare is never going away. It will probably completely collapse the medical system, and who knows what we'll see from there. Hey, Chrome Dome Menu Whisper, what's your favorite and least favorite candy bar? I'm not a big candy bar guy. I'm not a big candy guy. I'm not huge on sweets. And no, I'm not counting the handfuls of Skittles I have here at the office as sweets. I'm generally not a huge dessert guy. I'm much more of a salty than sweet. I would eat for breakfast. I would much rather have bacon and eggs than waffles and pancakes. That's who I am. If you put the most delicious pie in the world, and I love pie, especially a good cherry pie. If you put the most delicious pie in the world in front of me right beside a chips and queso, I would have the chips and queso every single time. So I don't know that I have a least favorite. I generally don't like the ones that are super nutty. Like, I don't want a bunch of nuts. Nuts oftentimes tend to destroy a dessert. I like nuts. I'm a nut guy. I don't like a bunch of nuts in any candy bar. What, Chris? Chris said the Nutrageous bar. I might make an exception for a Nutrageous bar. A Nutrageous bar is pretty good, but even a Snickers, it's okay. I don't necessarily love it. The peanuts are give them or take. Does a Reese's peanut butter cup count as a candy bar, Chris? It doesn't count. Butterfinger. You know what? I'll give you this. One of the all-timers. Because I'm not huge on ice cream. I like it. I'm not an idiot. I like it, but I'm not a huge ice cream guy. I like candy bars, but I'm not a huge candy bar guy. A Twix ice cream bar. Top-tier gas station food. In the summertime, it's hot. Maybe you've been out working, playing, whatever. You walk in the gas station looking for something cool. A Twix ice cream bar can almost always be found in the freezer section, top tier. Dear Shadow, since you're the one with the voice, it may help to remind people that out there that are used to ordering from Amazon and having it at their front door in a day. Point being, people don't realize how impatient they are. Might be a good point to drive home. I think you see how American society has become on both sides. Get everyone to realize this. I love the show. Keep on driving, so on and so forth. I would say something, but I'm guilty too. You want to know how guilty I am? We're in Houston, the Houston area. And so occasionally we order things online. We don't try to make a habit of it. Again, we try to shop local as much as possible, but we order things online like anyone else. It's the same day or the next day here. It just is. At no extra cost because there are all these distribution centers around here. It's the same day or next day. We went up to Montana for a month last summer to be with my mom. It's a week. You're ordering something. There aren't big distribution centers up there. You're ordering something and it's a week. Now, that's not a long time. For most of my life, if you order something, it takes a week. It takes 10 days to get there. Now, after you get used to a day or two, what? Next week? Who can even wait that long? I need it right now. It's the instant gratification society. We're all guilty of it, myself included. We're all guilty of it. All right, Jesse, if we can't get the clappers and Comeys, why not go after the little guys, their accomplices, not to flip them, but to hammer them? Next trigger man will know they don't have a get-out-of-jail-free card. His name is Mike. I support arresting pretty much everybody in the government who commits crimes. That's what I support. I want government people arrested for the crimes they commit. I also understand that so many of these, quote, little guys, they weasel out of these things because of either statute of limitations. That's a big thing. You're going to hear that a lot. The statute of limitations ran out. Miraculously, justice moves so slow that by the time you can prosecute these people, looks like the statute of limitations is up. Looks like you get off scot-free. It doesn't mean we shouldn't try, but these guys generally slither their way out of things. I think we should nail them to the wall if we can to take down the bigger guys. I support taking down any of them, whether it be the street level guys, the elite level guys. If these people have committed crimes with their office, take them down. All right. We are going to check out of here. I want you to put your phone down best you can. Put your phone down and go enjoy yourself this weekend. Monday will return and all the problems that come with it. Smile. It's weekend time, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.